WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear. How you doing out there? Hope everybody is doing really, really well and having a great weekend so far. I know I am. I'm super excited. Mostly because I'm still here breathing. I mean, a lot of people are not, and somebody's actually calling me about going to pick up some medication in the pharmacy. And, you know, I don't feel like I'm going to be taking any medication right now. So that's what's up. Anyway, I'm just being silly. Today we have a special guest, Mr. Alvin Garrett. He is a Grammy-nominated songwriter, producer, and he's a singer. And, you know, that's just phenomenal. Anybody nominated for a Grammy, we should all be paying attention to and giving a listen to. So I'm really excited to have him coming on to the show later on. I've been having a great weekend so far. I know it just started, but last night I was able to celebrate the birthday of a dear friend. I got to sing one of my crazy songs. Some of you already know I'm also a songwriter. And not nominated for any Grammy or anything else, but that doesn't stop me from making me do what I need to do. And just had a really good time last night. So happy birthday again, Teresa. Also want to send my love and prayers to a friend of the show as well as a friend of mine, Miss Terry Spivey. God holding you and healing you at this very moment. I believe that, so just hold on. I want to send out prayers and blessings to my good friend Ron and his family, and to Kathy Dillon and her family, and to anybody else who's going through something. I just want to, you know, let you know just to stay faithful, and everything will work out, you know, the way it's supposed to in the end. It always does. And not to get all philosophical or anything, but, you know, there's a lot of power in prayer, not to get all religious, because I don't consider myself a religious person, but, you know, I believe in prayer. So if you're going through something right now, pray about it. And, you know, things work out the way they're supposed to. And you might be thinking I'm living in a fool's paradise, right? All right, maybe I am. So let's let another friend of mine, Miss Melissa Morgan, take us there. Fool's Paradise.
that girl right there. Goodness gracious. That girl fine, man. Look at the... Oh, she just too fine. She knows she fine, too.
She is banging.
Oh, she's off the hook.
She looks good. You're right.
I bet you can't nobody get that girl.
Chris, I can get her.
You can't get that girl. Mike, I guarantee you can't get that girl.
Watch me get that girl.
I bet you never, Neverland, you can't.
I can get her.
All right, come on in. Come on!
Watch.
Come on, come on, come on, come on again.
Yes, yes. So that is actually, I think, my favorite song by Michael Jackson. You can hit me up on Facebook, Instagram. Well, I really don't pay that much attention to Instagram, to be honest. Facebook, Twitter, definitely. Right now, actually, I'm hoping that you'll start following me on WJBR Internet on Twitter. You can also follow me at I Am Javon on Twitter. We have a WJBR Facebook page, which you definitely should hook up with that. Eventually, we're trying to put everything on from all of the shows onto the WJBR pages. So you'll be able to find me, Mika Ray, Nathan James, everybody under WJBR. So I'm trying to localize it because I'm scattered all over the place. I just got word that I may not be audibly very clear. That's because, I guess, because I'm trying a new way to broadcast. So if you're not able to hear me, I apologize for that. I'll be working on this throughout the week. Probably you should check in. There will be random shows that I'll be doing throughout the week just to, you know, see if I could test this microphone thing. So, you know, just hang in there with me. And as you know, we do the best we can to bring you a great show. Nathan James is not here with us today. And so I just want to give Nathan a shout out. Also, I also wanted to send out condolences to Joan Rivers' family. That lady brought a lot of laughter to a lot of people. So she will be missed. Her presence will be missed. And, you know, with that, I want to play something a little different. Actually, let me just stop because y'all know what time it is. It's time for a Chaka Khan moment. So let me just have my moment. And so I have to talk about Chaka Khan a little bit. People want to know why I play something by Chaka Khan every week. Well, I'm a Chakaholic, and it started when I was 11 years old. When I first heard Tell Me Something Good, I instantly fell in love with this woman. And I have been a crazy fan ever since. Now, I think I told you all the story of when I jumped over a counter and grabbed her and security had to come. I think I told you that one. But there was another time years later when I was an adult, fully grown. And, I'll save that story for another time. Y'all want to hear it, y'all let me know. In the meanwhile, let's play Ain't Nobody. Chaka. We'll be right back. And that's our Chaka Khan moment. I'm just trying a new microphone out. So somebody let me know whether or not this one works better. And in the meantime, we're going to go to the G-spot with Nico Ray. Hey, Mika.
Hey, Javon. How you doing?
I'm groovy. How are you?
I'm groovy, 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 darling. So what's going on with you and your connection? What new connection are you using?
Well, I usually use one platform, one way to get through, and today for some reason it didn't work out, so I tried something else. And
okay.
I'm trying to figure out, because somebody said that I didn't sound clear, so I just tried another microphone. How's this one?
You sound good now. In the beginning, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you as clear as I hear you now. So you sound good now, darling.
Okay, groovy, groovy. So what you got for us, baby?
Well, I don't really have, you know, I don't have too much for you. I just really, on Monday, on the G-Spot with Nico Ray, we are discussing labels in the LGBT community. And the reason why I wanted to talk about it is definitely because we spoke about it last week. You just don't know where to call people. And I wanted to make sure we discuss labels in the way of roles, because a lot of people think that you have to have, like if you're called the stud or the aggressive one, then you automatically including that with the role. Like you're the breadwinner, you're the one that has to pay all the bills in the house, and then the feminine one, she has to be the cook, the cleaner, all that kind of stuff. But you know how I feel about traditional roles and non-traditional relationships. I really
right.
feel like they should not exist, and I think it puts a big pressure on making a relationship a happy one and a healthy one when you feel like you have to be this type of person for your partner. So that's what we're discussing on Monday. It's going to be me and Rainier. So I hope we get some callers in, so people share their opinions, their thoughts, how roles play, play out in their relationship. I want to talk about where people like to call. Do you want to be called a stud, a femme, an aggressive? What and why is it important to you? So that's about all I have for you today, Jimmy.
Well, that's enough. That's good enough. You're giving us a taste of what's going
is
to be there
enough?
On.
Okay.
That's fine.
Thanks.
You know, hey, I'm just happy to be in the mix.
Well,
so
I'm happy that I'm in your mix. You know.
Ooh. What?
Yeah.
Cool.
Makes me feel good.
Yeah, we got big things coming up, Mika. You know that. So.
Yes, I do, and I'm so excited.
Hopefully soon. You know, we'll be able to share with the world all the wonderful things that's going on. And
right.
one of the greatest things is that Mika has her own show Monday night right here on WJBR, 10 p.m.
Thank you.
And this Monday, yes, this Monday is going to be her and Rainier. They do Intimate Realness. And the other Mondays of the month, it is Mika Ray's The G-Spot.
Yeah.
So please, you know, check her out. Listen in. You just might learn something. You never know.
And I have some new things that I want to try. So I'll probably make that announcement on Monday's show. Let people know kind of some things I want to try with The G-Spot. So.
Oh. Well, you know, The G-Spot is open to new, interesting challenges, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's your G-spot. You can do what you want with it, you know?
Right. I can do what I want with my G-spot. Thank you, Javon.
There you go. Hey, I'm just here to support. Whatever, you know. Hey.
You are a mess. Oh, God. so yeah, early on a Saturday morning.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So, Mika, whatever you do for the rest of the day, I want you to enjoy it.
Thank you.
Don't hurt them out there.
I won't hurt them too bad.
Okay, you be gentle. So, I will chat with you later.
All righty, Javon. Bye.
Bye. Have a beautiful day, babe.
You too, darling.
All right, bye-bye. Yes, that's Mika Ray, and you can catch her on Monday evening, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m., as she does the G-Spot. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hi, this is Robin S., and you're chilling with us in the basement. Robin S. and Javon, what's your question?
You make my soul a burning fire. You're getting to be my one desire. You're getting to be all that matters to me. And let me tell you, boy, I'm hoping to pray each day I live. A little more love I have to give. A little more love that's devoted and true.
Yes, and that was Robin S. right there. Great friend of the show. You know, sometimes artists come on the show and I interview them, and this is the first time I'm ever meeting them. And then I just, like, obviously I like them as an artist, which is why I invited them on to begin with. But then sometimes you really get to know people a little bit, and you, I don't know, you know, you just feel like they're really dope. I mean, then there's the ones that you meet and you're like, God, I wish I had never met them. I love their music so much, and now, like, the personality doesn't match what I thought. But Robin S. is just a beautiful, beautiful person. So if you're listening, you know, please support her. And matter of fact, I think up until the point that Mr. Alvin Garrett comes on, I'm just going to play some music from some of my favorite guests on the show. Actually, why don't we play something by Miss Sarah Dash, who's going to be on the show tomorrow. She's going to be on, and if you didn't know, I have a Sunday evening shout where I play gospel uplifting music. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be gospel per se, but just music that's uplifting and positive. So Sarah Dash was actually on the show before as a special guest, and as you may or may not know, she is one of the members of Patti LaBelle's group, LaBelle. Some of you are just too young to know about that. So, yeah, but she also does gospel music and uplifting, really positive, upbeat stuff. So what I'm going to do today, right now, is play something by LaBelle, and then tomorrow night you'll hear some of the things by Miss Sarah Dash. So one of my favorite LaBelle songs is What Can I Do For You, written by Miss Nona Hendrix, the other member. So it's Patti, Nona, and Sarah. What Can I Do For You?
People want sincerity and charity and nothing more.
Yes, yes, yes. Love that song. How could you not love LaBelle? Now that you know about him, be about him. And another former guest of the show who I want to give a shout out to is Miss Anaya Day. And, you know, you're just an amazing person. So I just wanted, this is a beautiful, beautiful human being right here. And so check this out. Horny.
Hey, this is Kenny Bogan, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Jovan.
True.
sitting in your car, pump this up. In your big truck, pump this up. In your crib, pump this up. In your penthouse, pump this up. Let's go.
Hi, this is Cece Tennyson, and finally, yeah, you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with my girl Jill Voss.
Yeah, and if you're listening, CeCe Peniston, I want you to come back on the show. Our interview was just a little bit too short. There were so many things I wanted to get in with you, you know, into with you. And I'm going to play one more song from one more person from a group who actually was on the show a little while ago from Mint Condition. I'll give you a shout-out. And right after that, we're going to come on with our special guest for today. See, we're making new friends. That's just what we do, you know. We just bring talent and beauty and even art and everything, you know, to the world, to the forefront, you know. Yeah, that's what it's all about. So right after Mint Condition, we're going to bring on Mr. Alvin Gary. So he's still in my heart. This is, he's such a, I think, a romantic guy. We're going to get to know about him today. But, yeah, right now, Breaking My Heart, Pretty Brown Eyes, Mint Condition. Yes, yes, that's mint condition. I just chuckle when I think about the interview with Rick from Mint Condition. That's the bass player. He's so funny and so real. You know, shout out to the whole band. Hope you guys are doing well. And speaking of shout outs, right now I want to give a shout out to Latrice Bush. Hope you're listening, sweetheart. This is the lady who introduced me to our next guest. He actually wrote a song for her, which I loved, and we'll play a little bit later on in the show. And as usual, I did some research on today's guest just to, you know, see what his vibe was about. Stalked his Facebook page a little bit. That's what I do. Googled him, listened to all of the songs that he wrote. And you know what's so funny? It's such a small world, because one of the songs that he wrote is actually one of my favorite gospel songs by Trinity. 5-7, Bring Your Praise. And I play that song all the time on my Sunday program. So it's so funny, and it's a blessing to have him. We're going to learn some more about him, and we're going to get a chance to chit-chat with him. And his name is Alvin Garrett. He is nominated for a Grammy. He was. I believe he won a Stellar Award. We'll check that out. And he is a songwriter, producer, singer. And we're going to hear something that he sings himself. And I want you all to support and go to iTunes and download his music. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Alvin Garrett. Yes, all of the people giving you. They were standing.
To
I couldn't see them giving that standing ovation.
I felt them standing. I feel great. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, and after introduction like that, I just stood up too. You know.
Yes. You are the man.
What?
Are the man. I love your song.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your music is dope.
I did not realize that what you just said in that introduction, that Bring Your Praise is one of your favorite songs. That's really cool to find out somebody likes your material before they know it's you. You know what I mean? That's really cool.
Oh, my God. I listen to that song is on, like, repeated rotation on my iPod. I'm a little old, so give me a minute. But on my way to work, and my drive to work is like an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours each way. Yeah, I know. Feel bad for me. But one of these days, I'm going to get a breakthrough. But in the meanwhile, that song,
Bring Your Praise,
all the way. I mean, like, I'm in trouble when this damn car's in my way. Bring Your Praise, you know? I'm just saying. And honestly, if you listen to the archives of my Sunday evening shout, that song is played quite often. So
that is really cool to hear.
Yeah, I just actually found out about that group, those two ladies, about maybe a year or two ago. Somebody somehow gave me that CD. And when I heard that song, that automatically became my favorite.
Wow.
Yeah. So how did you come about writing it? How did that,
were
you inspired?
I was working with the producer, Fred Jerkins, the third, you know, a lot of people know from Dog Child Gospel. And he and I have been doing a lot of writing, and he was friends with them and found out that they had one more slot, like they were about to close the album out. He said, man, we got to jump on it. And he sent me the track, and I mean, it just came out. Like I didn't think too hard about it. It was just like, you better bring your praise. It was just like, bam, and just wrote the song. And with my gospel writing, you know, I grew up in church, so it's not hard to, you know, connect with that side of myself when it comes to songwriting. But I always like to tell a message that even a non-churched person could feel and understand. So it's like, you know, you're just having a conversation. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everything about you looks like you defeated. You know how you meet people every day, face all down and frowning. So it's like I wanted to have a conversation that anybody listening to the song would be like, you know what, I feel that. Let me pick my head up. You know, I got a Bible, but I'm not really checking it out, reading it, getting the inspiration I need. So I think that song connects to people. It's like, yeah, you better bring something to the table because you're going to go through today. You know what I mean? So I'm really happy to hear that that song was a blessing to you, you know.
And you know what? You know what's funny, or maybe it's not funny? And there are no coincidences because I'm not a church person. Was not raised in the church per se. So when songs, when I hear a gospel song and it hits me and I connect to it, you know, it's that thing that you're talking about, you know?
Uh-huh.
That non-church goer, but I still can relate to it. I still get it. As a matter of fact, that's what my Sunday evening shout is about.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's about those of us like myself who may not, you know, go to church every Sunday, who may not have been raised up in the church, but you still understand the power of praise and prayer and worship. You know, you still get it and you're still connected and, you know, you still have a love of God and, you know, you just want to bring something positive and uplifting and affirming to people. And that song really does it for me. And I guess, like, Kirk Franklin was one of the first people to write some stuff that connected to me. Actually, I think really the first group was Clark Sisters. I was in the club, and they played something out. I was a teenager, and I shouldn't have been there to begin with, but I heard that song, You Brought the Sun Down.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So your song, you know, make a long story even longer, your song really hit me in that same way. So I want to thank you for that.
I appreciate it. I'm telling you, that makes me really happy.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what? Let's make the people happy and let's play that song. How about that?
Let's do it.
Yeah, right? Why not? Bring Your Praise, Trinity, written by Mr. Alvin Garrett.
Yay! Yeah.
Uncle Freddie, Trinity, we back again. Come on.
Everything about you looks like you defeated. Came here with a Bible, but I can tell you ain't read it. And you're full of complaints, but I can think of 10 reasons that you should give him praise. Here's a good one, you still breathe. Everything you're going through, my time's gonna fix it for you.
Pray.
Ah, that song, I just love it. I just love
it.
You're listening to Brunch in the Basement. Brunch in the Basement with Javon. Right now we're having a conversation with Mr. Alvin Garrett, Grammy nominated Stella Award winner. Is that true?
That's correct. That's correct. With Dietrich Hatton the same year for his for a song on his album called Church on the Moon. It was called Power. So that album won, I think, Urban Gospel Album of the Year, something of that nature.
You don't get caught up in all those awards and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So what was that like for you, honestly? Like to know that you produced, that you created something that actually being nominated for a Grammy, that's crazy.
Yeah, it really was. It was one of the most humbling experiences I've ever had, you know, because you know, I know a lot of your listeners or anybody out there that's aspiring to be in the music business or anything for that matter, who works really, really, really hard to get there, and you meet those disappointments, you have that rejection, and you know, everybody has their own individual story and their journey. And that was one of the points where I was actually kind of at my lowest, trying to transition from being behind the scenes and becoming an artist and doing a lot of things and really stepping out on faith. And I just got the call from a friend that I was nominated. And it just kind of took me a minute to kind of absorb it, because I knew at that point everything was about to change as far as people's perception of me, the expectations of me. So I didn't see it as this big, huge accomplishment that I could just brag about. I actually saw it as an opportunity to work harder, to challenge myself to be worthy of that, to use that title. Because I feel like if you're telling somebody you're Grammy nominated and then they listen to your body of work and it's horrible, then you're not doing justice to saying that you're Grammy nominated. So it made me step my game up and say that everything I touch, everything I work on has to be worthy of somebody with that title. So it actually was something that pushed me to get better and to go harder and to stay more humble, because that's an honor that you just can't go out and just, you can't pay for that. That's a blessing. So it's really been a good experience since then, being able to show people what I'm doing and then get immediate respect. Because sometimes that's all you want, is just the way in the door. There's a lot of talented people out there who are very, very, very talented that get overlooked because they don't have anything to show for what they're capable of. You know what I'm saying? And that was me for a very long time, where I just had a bunch of great songs and I was doing a lot, but who you work with? What have you done? That's always the question. Well, I'm talented. Is that not enough? So this was one thing that I saw as a blessing that would make people stop asking me that.
Exactly. I mean, if the question is, well, who have you worked with? How about I work with you? You know, if you give me an opportunity, I could I'll put that on my resume. How about that?
Exactly. But you know how it is. It's just like any job. It's like your resume. You know, they look at that resume and they see that it's like immediate accreditation. And I don't take that for granted. It doesn't cause any sense of arrogance or big-headedness. Like I said, it just humbles me more because I've been through that, where I know how hard it is to get recognition or to be respected, even when you're capable of getting the job done, because it's just so competitive out there. So I respect the journey that other people go through and that I'm still going through. Those awards and nominations helped make a little less challenging, but still, I have to deliver the next song. I have to deliver the next opportunity. Nobody, they don't really care what I did because they can't use it. So it's all about staying sharp, staying on the cutting edge, and moving forward for the next opportunity. So.
Yeah. So who or... How does it work now? Do people come to you, or are you still shopping your music now that you know, you have the nomination and the award, do you find that people are coming to you, or are you still shopping? Are you still going to people and saying, hey, you know, I have this song and I think it would be good for you? How does that work for you now?
Oh, it's a combination of both. You always have to, you know, stay aggressive and continue to build relationships. And you know how people say, hey, this industry is small. You know, somebody's out there listening today, being introduced to me, that had no clue I existed. You, before I was introduced to you, didn't know you were riding to my songs. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
There's a lot of things you cannot control, as far as, you know, what opportunities come to you, or who opens up a door for you, who accepts you, who doesn't want you. The best thing you can do is treat people good, build relationships, and be a likable person. Because at the end of the day, I don't care how good you are, there's somebody as good as you. And if you're hard to deal with, or you're not pleasant to people, they don't have time to waste on that. They just won't refer you. So when you're good to people and you serve and you have a good spirit and you're talented, people will go out of their way to say, hey, you need to call this guy. I dealt with him. He's good. So more so than what I've accomplished is my attitude after what I accomplished that wins people over. Is the, wow, you've done all this, but you're still humble, because they expect you to change and they expect you to become, you know, big-headed, start expecting people to wait on your hand and foot as if you're somebody special. I take the other approach and, like, say, hey, what can I do for you? How can I be of service to you? And just carrying that attitude along with my credentials makes people tell other people to say, hey, you want to work with this guy. He's really talented, but he's fun, great to work with. Same way you were introduced to me by somebody I work with because of our relationship, not just because I recorded her songs, but our relationship that we have. She said, hey, you need to talk to this guy, because she knows I'm going to be nice to you and I won't embarrass her. So I encourage everybody that I talk to just watch how you treat people and treat people good, build relationships, you know, have a servant's heart, and then things will come to you more so than if you're out there just banging on people's door, let me in, let me in, let me in. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so forced
exactly.
When you take that kind of perspective. That's just something. That's just one of my values that I push really hard. And even when people come to me now, say, I want you to help me. I want you to help me. What can you do for me? What can you do for me? I turn around and ask them. I say, why don't you consider asking me, do I need anything? Ask me if I need anything. Then I may say, well, what is it that you can offer? And you might, I always say this. This is the funniest thing. If you want to get inside of a room or get in a door or get in a building or just say be a part of a certain type of company, say there's a big-time meeting with these big executives and you just want to get in there, but you go banging on the door. Let me in, let me in. I need y'all to give me this. But then somebody's in there serving their plates. Somebody's in there saying, hey, would you like a cup of water? You need another glass of wine?
Yeah.
They're in the room. You see what I'm saying? They're actually there. You're on the outside
right. Banging,
trying to get something from out of the room, but the servant is in the room with people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I say that as a symbol, like, if you learn how to serve and you learn how to offer something to somebody else, even, you know, you put your pride aside, you'll be in the room that you're banging on anyway. Once you're in the room,
right. Anything
can happen. Once you're in the room and they see your smile and they see how efficient you are and they see how good you are, they may ask you and say, hey, what's it going to cost to keep you around? See what I mean? As opposed to you just begging
exactly. And
asking for help and interrupting people from their, you know, what they're doing. And that's something I have to learn through experience, is like, don't worry about what you got going on. Figure out what it is you have to offer to someone else that will make them invite you into the room.
Exactly. I have to tell you this, Alvin. I like you. You are a really, really nice guy. And I want to thank Latrice, if she's listening, for introducing us, because you are really, really a nice guy. I'm a great judge of character, I'll tell you that much. And I don't like everybody, but I like you. I do. You have a great spirit. No, really. And a beautiful smile.
Thank you.
So speaking of Latrice, she's come up a couple of times. You wrote the song that she did with the Bar Case, correct?
Correct.
And that's another song that I dig a lot.
Oh, yeah. Did she give you the story about that song?
No, please tell me.
Oh, man, it was, I was working with the Bar Case. I was introduced to them, and, you know, they told me they wanted a duet. And so once I wrote the song and demoed it out, they absolutely loved the song. And they were reaching out to a lot of major female artists to do the, you know, the feature. And, you know, it just made a lot of sense to do that, as most people know. And they just couldn't find the right person. They were running into a lot of snags and this and that. And I just woke up one morning and I was like, that might be a good opportunity for Latrice, you know. And so I called her up. I said, Latrice, listen, I can't promise you that you'll get on this song because they are looking for somebody established and with a good big name that can help push the record. I said, however, if you come on out here and record it, I just have a strong feeling they won't be able to take you off the record if you get on it and they get used to hearing you. She said, okay, Alvin, I trust you. She came out, recorded the record, and when I sent it to them, they were like, oh, my God, who is this? You know, and they all fell in love with her, and they just said, man, you know, it makes sense to put an artist on that everybody knows. They said, but we can't take her off. They, like, everybody's asking, who's the girl? Who's the girl? He said, we love her performance so much that we're going to leave her on there. And I tell that story as a testimony to anybody out there. You have to step out on faith. You have to take risks. Like I told her, I said, I can't promise you anything. And she knew that there was a chance that they would take her off the album. But she did it anyway. And here she is on the radio on a great record. And I'm so proud of her for trusting and taking that leap of faith. But it's also encouragement to other artists to not overthink things and not always worry about what the bottom line is. Sometimes you just got to step out on faith and allow opportunities to open up for you. So I think I always tell that story because when people hear it and they watch her and they listen to the song, I want them to know that she is a person who stepped out and took a chance when all the odds were stacked against her, and it worked out for her, you know. So I'm
absolutely
really, really proud of the song with that story being underneath it.
And I'm going to play the song right now. And, you know, just being a child of the 60s, 70s, growing up listening to the Bar Case and then hearing this and hearing her voice with them and seeing what you did on this song, I love it. I love it. Everybody, take a listen. This is Latrice Bush being featured on a song sung by the Bar Case, written by Mr. Alvin Garrett, Up and Down.
Yeah, Up and Down.
Pick bones with each other, face off, then we move on from each other. But we come back round, the trial will go sometimes.
We break down every now and then, we malfunction. We patch it up with some kissing and hugging. That's how love goes sometimes.
Whoa, we gon' go through that, go through this. It's gonna be a little. We gon' rise and fall together. We go up and down, up and down, up and down together. Hey,
we gon' touch the sky.
Oh, we gotta keep our feet on the ground. We go up and down,
up.
Whoa, we go up and up and down together.
Sometimes we get tangled in a web of emotions.
When it seems like all you do is fuss and complain, but I stayed, cause I won't give up on love.
Oh, we're gonna go through,
yeah, we're gonna go through this. It's gonna be a little hit this, but if we gon' see
forever,
yeah, we gon' rise and fall together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, that brings back that old school feel, but it's updated. It's like, I love it.
good.
How could you not love that? How could you not?
I know. It feels good.
It does.
It's definitely an honor to work with the legendary Barkay.
You know? So let's go back again and talk about the Grammy nomination.
Uh-huh.
That was for Joe's song, correct?
No. Actually, Trinity 5-7, actually, that was nominated for Gospel Album of the Year.
Oh, okay.
So your song got the nomination. Oh,
look at that. Well, then I'm not the only one that loves that song.
See?
I thought that was my song. I thought that was my joint right there. But, you know, that song.
You got to share it with everybody.
You know, you know, but you ever have like a favorite song on an album and say, oh, that song they wrote, that was just for me. That was divinely put there, inspired just for me. Now I find out that millions of people, you know, all right, okay, I'll share it.
You can share it.
I'll share it. But let's talk about Joe for a minute and how is it that you got connected with him?
Actually, it was just through, you know, the divine path, meeting people, like I was talking about earlier. I was introduced to a producer who had done some work with Joe and his A&R team, and they told this guy, said, hey, man, you know, this writer, he's really good. You know, we believe he can, y'all can do some good work together. So he said, hey, we got some music that they really love, and if you deliver the goods, we might be in the door, you know. So first song I wrote to one of his musical compositions was I'd Rather Have a Love, and they fell in love with that song immediately and chose it to be the first single off his last album, his album before the one that just released called Double Back, and that song did really, really well. I think it may have peaked out around number four, but really thrust him, you know, back into the hearts of people with that song, and people loved it, and just really opened up a lot of doors for me, and I could, from there, just continue to work with him, and he's been such a great platform and a catalyst for people getting to know who I am. We work really well together. Our voices really match well, and, you know, we have sort of the same perspective on love and relationships and his journey, you know, being in the game as long as he has, also me being a fan of his, you know, really knowing him well allows us to have great chemistry when we work together in the studio. And so this last album that he just released entitled Bridges, I was able to work on 9 songs with him.
Wow.
He just released a new single called If You Loser. And, if you get a chance to listen to the albums and see the direction of everything, you can really see how we're taking that path, speaking on relationships and love and how to treat women, how to treat you guys. You know, that's the spirit of what real R&B is all about. So it's just really been a blessing to work with him in this R&B writing.
Well, fabulous, fabulous work you're doing with him. I'm going to take a call right now.
Okay.
The last 4 digits of your number is 1576. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Latrice Bush.
Oh, no.
Hey. Thank you so much for calling, Latrice. How are you?
Fantastic.
What? I'm going to do this for you right here, Latrice. Ladies and gentlemen who are listening, if you're not aware, Latrice Bush is the female vocalist that you heard on the last song that we played, Up and Down. So, Latrice, I want to thank you very much for introducing me to Alvin.
Oh, my God. Yes. That man is amazing.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm actually driving, so I apologize for the background noise. But no, it's my pleasure to introduce you to Alvin. I try to introduce anybody I know to Alvin and his music. He is absolutely greatness. He really is. I'm blessed to be working with him.
Javon, I'm gonna let you in on a little secret, okay?
Okay.
Something Latrice knows. She knows I like to hear stuff like that. She knows I work much better when I hear sweet things like that.
Really?
But she knows how to get me ready to work. She said, "Oh, you're so great. You're just awesome." And I'm like, "Let's get it, girl." So all you lady listeners out there, if you want your man to step his game up, just be sweet to him and tell him how awesome he is.
Okay.
Well, you're just
fabulous. No, I'm saying in terms of studio, that's me and Latrice's thing, studio, you know, whenever we're going to work, she makes sure I know that she believes in me.
So now which one of your songs, Latrice, was it that you were telling me that Alvin was helping you with your vocals and with everything, like Billy guiding you?
Every one of the songs, actually. Every one of the songs Alvin has vocally produced. Every one of the songs. All the arranging and the background, that's Alvin. So every song that's on my EP is touched by Alvin in some way. And there's a couple of songs that we collaborated and wrote on together. But in terms of vocally producing and bringing the best essence of my voice out is Alvin. Every one of them.
Oh.
Wow.
Now, she gives me a lot of credit, Javon, but she is just absolutely amazing all on her own. So it's not very hard to get, you know, get greatness out of her because she's just amazing, you know. Tell everybody. I'm just telling you. And when you see her perform live, I don't know if you've ever had a chance. But she's
not yet.
Even
better.
Even better in person. Like you hear on her CDs, and you know that's one of the things with performers, and you know in the studio you can work all kind of magic with technology, but when you can take that magic to the stage, that's when you know you have something special. And I've seen her perform on multiple occasions, and that's when I really fell in love with her and where she can go, because she delivers the same level and even better live than she does in the studio. So that's rare these days, you know, because a lot of artists are using technology to fix the things that they can't do, and that's just everybody
right.
knows that. But she can do it, so that makes her really special.
Yeah,
exactly.
Thank you so much.
I love that.
I love that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we're making some good things together. I just wanted to call and say hi, and I'm enjoying the conversation. I'm just going to keep listening.
Yay.
Well, thank you so
much. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, sweetheart. Call anytime. Yes, yes. You know what? I just love her energy. She's always so upbeat and positive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What a blessing.
Oh, yeah.
What a blessing. So I wanted to play two songs that I believe, and I'm still getting to know you and getting to know exactly what you've done. But I
mm-hmm.
believe there are two songs that you wrote and Joe sings on them. One is I'd Rather Have a Love.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the other is the song featuring Kelly Rowland.
Yes, yes, yes.
Love and Sex.
Yes, Love and Sex Part 2.
Yes. So I want to play both of those songs back to back, and then I want to play a song that you're singing.
Yeah.
We got to get into you as a vocalist, because we're doing a lot around you as a songwriter, producer. And you know, a big part of that is because I'm a songwriter and
mm-hmm.
I produce. Obviously, I've not made it to your level, but you've just taught me something right here. And I'm going to ask you after this show, what can I do for you? But in the meanwhile, I'm just going to play I'd Rather Have
okay.
a Love, followed by Love and Sex Part 2. Let's do this.
Awesome. I'm listening.
Do you mind if I talk to you for a minute? You see, these fellas out here, you see, they're afraid of doing that long-term thing. They figure as soon as they lock hearts with another, something better's gonna come along. Well, that's quite possibly true. But the deal is, you're gonna have to find yourself a love, or you're gonna find yourself alone.
See, I was cool in them streets, y'all.
Yeah, I was cool in them clubs.
Oh, real talk, I wasn't thinking nothing about love. I didn't want nobody trying to partake in my stuff. I thought an occasional one night stand would be enough.
Oh, but one day I
met this girl and she ruined my philosophy.
She caught me by surprise.
Now my heart skips a beat when she comes around.
Oh,
I never thought that I'd be ready to settle down. I got to find myself alone, but I found myself alone. Mama told me what a real man should be. She said, son, pick one and treat her like me. But I took all of her wisdom and I used it for selfish gain. And I know if she saw this pimpin', she'd be ashamed. I found this girl and I see things differently. It's like I got two left feet when she comes around.
No,
I never thought that I'd be ready to settle down.
No.
See, I was about to find myself alone, but I found myself alone.
See you in a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I love you.
I love you too.
But I'm older now, and maybe I slow it down.
Kelly Rollins singing Love and Sex Part 2, written by our featured guest for today, Mr. Alvin Garrett, who is just a phenomenal songwriter. Yo, hands up, clapping, saluting, hats off, throwing shoes at you, you know. You're really, really, really a talented gentleman. And in addition to what we've witnessed so far, you also are now stepping out and singing your own song. How did you decide to make that transition?
You know, it was time. I was shopping a lot of my songs, you know, a couple of years ago. And say I may send 10, 15 songs. And everybody would always call me back, like, hey, these songs are great. Who is the guy singing? Like, this sounds like an album. I would get that all the time from, you know, labels and or other artists. They're like, man, this dude's singing. He sounds like an artist. I'm like, that's me. They're like, what? And I never cared to do it. I mean, I'll be honest with you. For so many years, when I was musical director, I played bass guitar for Ruben Studdard. Me and him been, you know, friends for 15 years. So I've been touring with him and working with him. And he's like one of the best R&B singers in the game. I wasn't thinking about singing. And, you know, I was like, hey, we touring. We're doing our thing. But it just... later on down the line, it just was time for me to step out, and I was just inspired to expose myself, which is the title of my album, to just let people hear my voice and just come from the shadows, because you have to connect your face, your voice, to who you are and what you're doing. That was just something I really felt I needed to do that would open up doors for me to continue to do what I love, which is to write and produce for other people. And actually, that was one of the things that led to the Joe situation. Somebody hearing my album, they said, wow, let me introduce you to somebody else. So it's been a great experience stepping out as an artist and being able to share my thoughts and my voice with people.
Well, you know, you have a beautiful voice. You're
Thank
a handsome
you.
Guy.
Thank you.
And you have a sweet demeanor and personality. And the sky is the limit. Wow. See, I'm just glad to get you now before I can't reach you. You know, sometimes.
But,
not that, I mean, I've been fortunate. I've had some great guests here, you know, some really great guests. And
well,
I've been fortunate.
Well, I will tell you this on the air so anybody can say it will be recorded, I imagine, and someone can say he said it. I do my very best to treat everybody the same. If you want to talk to me, I find time to talk to you. I don't care if it's now or if it's 2 years from now, 3 years from now, no matter what happens, I will make time to speak with you. You know what I mean? Because that's just the value system of mine. You don't build a house and hate the bricks. You follow what I'm saying?
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
Yeah, you can't build something and get somewhere by people like yourself who are paying me attention at this phase of my career while the bigger, while other people may not be. You're the reason they may pay me attention. So why would I ignore you later on? That's just not cool. So I promise you this, when you do call, when you want to speak to me later on, I will make time to speak to you. That's just a promise I'm making. That's just who I am as a person. So you don't have to worry about that. I'm glad to be talking to you because you're taking out time of your day to share what I'm doing, so it's a blessing to me as well.
Well, just know for as long as I have an outlet, a venue to support you and to bring what you're doing to the world, I'm going to do that because I just love where you're coming from. So one thing I'm going to ask you to do, and then we're going to close playing your song, Never Gonna Find.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I'm going to ask you to do right now is just give me a drop saying, hi, this is
Daddy.
Alvin Garrett.
Daddy.
Is that your daughter?
That's my little one. She's stepped into the interview eating her cookies. She just finished dance class. Say hey to everybody.
Hey.
Speak up.
Hey.
1 second, baby. They taste like homemade cookies, everybody. Her cookies taste homemade. That's what she wanted y'all to know.
Beautiful.
She'll be five in a few weeks. So she's
25 days of September.
I told them, baby. Thank you.
Wow. And
that,
he's
that,
a
that,
great
that's
father.
That's what keeps me
ladies.
Soft. That's
oh, my God. Oh, see, the ladies are going to be going crazy now. Look at that.
Oh, no.
So this is what you're going to do.
Hi, I'm going to give you a drop.
Alvin Garrett, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon. Give that to me right now, and then we're going to play Gonna Find, Never Gonna Find.
Hi, everybody. This is Alvin Garrett, and you are listening to Lunch in the Basement with Javon.
I love it. I love
it. Was that good?
That was perfect. You the man. Never Gonna Find.
Everybody knows about my website, alvingarrett.com. Go check me out. Listen to the album. Stay in touch.
That's right. He's on Twitter, Facebook. Look him up. And if you go to my pages, you'll see how to find him. And definitely download the music. And pay for it, please.
Yes.
We're going to find Alvin Garrett.
Oh, 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 baby, yeah, yeah, said I've never known a girl like you, no, no, no.
I'm going to have more time.
Never, no,
so
no, not like you.
Are you still
there? Baby girl, I've never seen someone so beautiful, and I've never felt a touch so gentle, and I've never known someone that could move my heart quite like you do. I'm sure that I'm never, never, never gonna find a love like yours. So girl,
No.